So it is the final look at sports this morning. It is adios amigos to Jose Riviera tonight as Orlando Pirates coach. The Spanish guitar said to be in charge for the final time as the coach after being granted an early release from his contract. In his 3 years with the Buccaneers, Riviera guided them to 3 MTNet crowns and 2 Nedbank Cups. He says for him, the bigger picture or the legacy is that he leaves Pirates in a much better space.
For me, the important is my players. I don't really mind about everybody else's opinion, and that's the legacy for me. Then there's the fans, who they extremely proud of the development of this team during these 3 years, the competitiveness of this group among the 3 seasons, the trophies as well, the experiences in the Champions League. That's the most important thing. Me personally, I just want to be remembered by these people like a good person.
Yeah, they love him at Escodini. Pirates against Golden Arrows tonight, 7:30 start. Rugby news: Australia might relax their preference for fielding Australian-based players to give themselves the best shot of beating the British and Irish Lions in their series later this year. Now, the Wallabies have generally opted for players either at domestic teams or with commitment to return to play in the country. The policy was previously formalised as Gitto's Law, a limit on the number of players an Australian head coach could pick from overseas, which varied on the amount of caps individual had won, but it's been loosened in recent years. So you could see the likes of Will Skelton, Peter Samu and Samu Karevi in that team to face the British and Irish Lions. Massive blow for the Irish. Leinster and Ireland captain Caelan Doris will be out for up to 6 months after having shoulder surgery. The number 8 sustained the injury during its club's European Champions Cup defeat to Northampton Saints earlier this month. He was, of course, left out of the British and Irish Lions squad for the 12 Australia as a result of that problem. A former India cricketer, Dinesh Karthik, says Virat Kohli was one of the most important players in Test cricket following his retirement from the format.
From an Indian Test team point of view, is A, very hard, but most importantly, in the broader context of cricket itself, it's a massive loss, not seeing him anywhere playing in whites.
Yeah, so Kohli stepping away from Test cricket after 123 matches for India. For the East Coast Raiders sports team, I'm Sky Shabalala.